They have organic food, organic salads, organic chicken. I can't remember what else, but it's really nice because you don't feel like you're in a city. They have, you can sit outside and you have greenery around you. Mm-hmm. It's really special. Any place that that serves organic food, I am.
And
I'm
that
a
was
promoter.
Our good friend Dane, who used to have a show here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really great guy. And so he used to play. He had a great show. Now he has the Greenery Cafe.
Yeah.
So what's up today, Donna? Did you have a nice 4th of July?
I did.
Good.
I did. How about you?
Good. Except Lulu, the dog, she gets so upset. And those thunder coats work, I tell you.
Yeah.
I calmed her down. She was under the bed all night, so. They get all riled up, don't they?
They really do.
Oh, I hate it. So what's up? What's our subject today?
So, you know, I wanted to talk about lemons and lemon water and lemon oil and lemon peel because it has so many benefits for the body and we have it here on the island.
We sure do.
We can just go out and pick it. It's inexpensive and it is so beneficial to the body. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And if we have time, you know, we're also going to talk about coconut oil, too, because that's something else that we have on Kauai and that is so good for our health. So let's start with the lemons. And first of all, lemons are a great source of vitamin C. And vitamin C, as many people know, is a vitamin that our bodies don't make, so we need to intake vitamin C. And what most people don't realize, many people don't realize, is that the vitamin C that you buy in the store, even if it's a natural supplement, unless it tells you otherwise, is made from genetically modified corn. So the ascorbic acid is made from genetically modified corn. And, you know, it could very well be a toxic substance for most bodies. We don't really know how the genetically modified material is going to act in our bodies and in our DNA. Now, in terms of the lemons, lemon water is so beneficial for our health. Not only does it have a good amount of vitamin C, about 187% of the daily amount that the FDA recommends, but it's about 112 milligrams. It also has potassium and folate and a little B6 and a little thiamine, so those are B vitamins, copper, magnesium, and some vitamin E. There's also a very small sugar content and protein content. But we have, when we're drinking lemon water, it's very beneficial for the digestive tract. So I know, Cousin Rich, you've brought up, you know, how about vinegar, apple cider vinegar? So that's also very good for the digestive tract. And lemon can act in some similar ways to that because it's acidic. So it's basically stimulating your own digestive enzymes. And it also stimulates the liver to produce bile. So bile is very important for digestion and assimilation, especially digestion of fats. And that smooth flowing bile is so very important to the whole digestive system and to the liver. Now, because the atomic structure is similar to the digestive juices in our stomach, it helps to increase hydrochloric acid. Now, that can be very important. Now, what I see clinically in my practice, I have a family practice. I'm a naturopathic physician. Trained as a primary care provider, but I focus on holistic health. And so when people come into my office, I find that most people are not digesting well. Most people are not assimilating well. And often I find that their bodies are actually malnourished, even though they're trying to eat a good diet. So that's a major, major issue. And, you know, also when you have acid reflux, this can be because the stomach acid is low. Now, it's very, very common that a person from the medical establishment is put on one of those purple pills or Prilosec, which are H2 inhibitors. So they're going to act to inhibit the gastric juices. And the problem with that is that it's actually causing this malnourishment because we're not absorbing well. We're not absorbing minerals, we're not absorbing protein well. Often with the long-term use, they're now having studies that it leads to osteoporosis or thinning of the bones. So there are many digestive issues that can come up with having low hydrochloric acid, and lemon juice helps with that. Lemon juice is also going to help with indigestion and upset stomachs in many cases. It also has, you know, like I said, it has some really important minerals. It's really great for hydrating the body. You get the potassium. It helps to lower blood pressure. Even if we actually eat the peel has even more vitamins than the juice. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the peel later. But the fact that the acidity of the lemon helps to increase the digestive juices is very, very, very important. Also, we need that good acidity to have a balance of the gut flora. So there's been so much research out, really cutting edge, that our health is so dependent on the good beneficial flora in the intestines. And that if we don't have that good bacteria and we have an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria or parasites or candida and fungus, then we actually have so much inflammation in the body. This leads to leaky gut syndrome, which we've talked about a lot on this radio show. It causes more and more inflammation in the body. There's a neurologist who's done a lot of research and wrote a book on it. He is a neurologist but practices holistically, because what he believes and what he has found is that this, you know, the 100 trillion bacteria in our guts is so dependent on the health of our brains. So inflammation in the brain, which can lead to Alzheimer's and other diseases that, like epilepsy, it can lead to a number of the brain diseases that we're having in abundance right now, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease. And so this can really be accelerated because of the flora in the intestines. Now, we have this 100 trillion bacteria in the gut, and it really, like I said, it determines whether the brain is healthy, whether it also leads to obesity if we have the unhealthy bacteria that's overgrown. So the good bacteria is going to keep it in check. 80% of our immune system is in the gut. Now, back to the lemon juice. So when we have the lemon juice, because it's acidic and it helps to increase the acid in our stomach in a good way, that digestive tract needs that in order to keep the detrimental pathogenic bacteria and parasites down. So there's signaling. Do we have a call? Or they're signaling to the brain. Okay. Thanks, Cousin Rich.
Actually, we did have a call.
We did.
Why lemon juice and does lime, grapefruit, all the citrus, are they similar? And why are you
I would say lime is also, you mm-hmm. know, pretty extremely similar to lemon. Now, grapefruit juice can also be very beneficial. It's also helpful with detoxification, but it does
have a little
more sugar
in it.
Content.
Yeah. Those are the sweeter ones.
Yeah.
So
you can drink lemon juice all day long. In fact, if you drink it right before a meal, that's going to be very beneficial. Like, even like 25 minutes, 30 minutes before a meal is going to be very helpful. Again, it's going to help with the liver. Our livers are overloaded. But back to the beneficial bacteria. So having this acid is also going to keep our gut bacteria in balance. So, you know, it's really come down to what we feed our bacteria. What we eat feeds the bacteria. And so that is so dependent on the health of our bodies. It is so important for feeling good, for whether we feel good or whether we're depressed or whether we have anxiety. There's a lot of neurotransmitters that are affected if we don't have the beneficial bacteria. So serotonin and melatonin, melanin, epinephrine, dopamine, thyroid hormone, these are all having to do with the processes of the good bacteria in the intestines. Also folic acid, coenzyme Q10, vitamin K, vitamin E, all depend on this Shikimate pathway of the gut bacteria, the good bacteria. So these are... the good bacteria has metabolites that are precursors to all these really, really important vitamins and minerals. Also K, B1, B2, B6, B12, and biotin. So, also tryptophan, tyrosine, phenylalanine, and other amino acids are really dependent on the gut flora and whether we have them or not. And so in terms of neurotransmitters, we're going to have more neurotransmitters and less of a deficit if we have those important amino acids as building blocks. So
we do have a listener.
Okay.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, aloha.
Hello.
Here we go.
Am I on yet?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. Hi, my name is Noel, and I just kind of wanted to, I guess, I just put you on, and you're talking about gut stuff, and there was a pretty good TV show saying your gut and your brain are like your two most important parts, and then the lemon juice, my daughter's heavy duty into all this stuff now. So she's doing the I got to go pick up lemons for her and all this. Makes me do it too now.
Make sure you get organic lemons.
Yeah, well, we get the ones picked from just local trees that don't get sprayed and stuff.
Perfect.
Of course, everything has to be organic. I have to even buy organic milk now, and she just tells me not to drink so much milk. But if I have to, organic only. And,
absolutely.
And it costs as much for milk now as it does for in milk in Hawaii, but organic. So no, I'm joking.
Yeah.
One other thing we're doing is we're making our own sauerkraut. We've been doing it for a while now.
Wonderful.
And I guess kimchi, sauerkraut, anything that's fermented has a lot with that gut deal we're talking about, right?
Exactly. Very, 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 very important. That's
so
excellent.
Like, what would you do in Hawaii? I guess you could make sauerkraut there too. You just get some cabbage.
Where are you?
I'm in San Clemente, California.
Okay,
Skeleton,
great.
Uh-huh. But I'm over there a lot. Anyway,
we can make sauerkraut. You know, we have coconuts here. Do you have coconuts where you are?
Well, yeah. She also we go get the coconuts and she takes the meat out of them and all that.
I love making kefir yogurt out of the coconut.
Oh.
You just blend the coconut meat and the coconut water together and add, I add like 4 probiotics to it, let it sit about 10 hours, and voila, you have just such a healthy probiotic rich. We're going to hopefully get enough time to talk about more about coconuts. It has so many benefits to the body, which sounds like your daughter knows all about that.
Yeah, she's into it, so we're going to get her over there.
A really great dairy substitute, because she's absolutely right. You definitely want it. If you're going to have dairy, have organic and...
Yeah. I've cut out the dairy mostly. We're trying to do almond milk mostly. And we make our own almond milk, too, or she does. It's so much tastier than the stuff you buy.
Isn't
and it's
it?
Not that expensive to make, really.
Very good. Very good.
What other thing? Okay, I've got the coconut meat in water for only 10 hours, and then it's ready to go probiotically, the coconut water with the meat?
If you're using a good probiotic in it or starter... Then,
you mean add the probiotic to it? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, you're going to blend it all together. I blend it. I put about four good probiotics in the mixture.
Okay, I'll just she'll know what those are. I'm sure. Blend four. Cool. And then I guess when you get sauerkraut at the store and you buy it in a jar, it's no good because it's hot. I mean, it's not. It has to be
raw. Cold. It has to be raw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Right. And typically that's a lot more expensive and not that much around. But the kimchi that you can buy, like at Foodland or whatever, there's a poop load of that. Is that good then because it's refrigerated or not necessarily?
You know, are you talking about...
probiotically.
It's been in a jar or... It's...
Yeah, the jarred kimchi that you can get, but it's in the cooler section, so it's cold.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's probiotically good, you know what I'm saying? Like sauerkraut, if you buy it in a jar and it's hot, it's not really that good because it doesn't have the probiotics, whereas
correct.
You can make it yourself.
It really depends on if they've heated it to make it.
So,
but usually,
so make your own kimchi.
That would be best. That would be best. But that's great. I mean, those things are so good for the body. And, try that coconut kefir.
I guess you could shred breadfruit. And then put whatever else and make your own.
Any kind of vegetables you can shred up, and you can actually make a really nice cultured vegetable dish, which is so healthy for the body. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just make all, and then shred it, whatever, and breadfruit would be cool, and do some other local things like that, and then just jar it for a couple weeks, and like you would sauerkraut, right?
Correct. And you can also go on, actually, if you go on Mercola.com, he's got some videos, information about how to culture vegetables that are pretty good.
Mercola? Like how you spell it?
Mercola.com.
Just like it sounds, .com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, aloha, to share, and awesome. You guys are awesome. So the lemon juice, you're just saying drink it. When you're saying lemon juice, just mix just straight lemon juice or before you eat or something is good? Or is that too acidy or with water or what?
I would mix it with water. And you can drink it before you eat, like I said, about 25, 30 minutes before you eat, which is excellent. You can drink it throughout the day. It's really great as a coffee alternative. Now, a lot of people don't like me because I tell them that their coffee isn't good. So.
Yeah. Me too.
His coffee is...
Yeah, you got to have some of that dang coffee too,
but it's great. It actually perks you up. It gets your energy going. It's very good for detoxification.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And you make your own green tea. Never buy the Arizona. Oh, excuse me for not having a brand, but it's all sugar. But when you make your own green tea, then you could put a lot of lemon juice in it when you drink it too.
You can. You get even more benefit. And and even if you put some peel in as well into either you could put on your salad, you could put it in a smoothie, you could put in your tea.
I'll throw it in my smoothie tomorrow morning. Alrighty.
With my green drink.
Ah.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks so
aloha.
Much for calling.
Okay,
say hello to your daughter.
Okay. Take care now.
Okay. Yes, so that beneficial bacteria, so important. They actually, there's a new study that was done on mice, and what they found is if the mice early on in their lives, like during their first month, was exposed to antibiotics, then they were very likely to become obese later on. And so they actually found that there was, this was actually confirming earlier work where they found that children who had antibiotics before 6 months were more likely to be overweight as seven-year-olds. So there's new evidence that you know, destroying that good bacteria in the beginning of life or even in utero or in the first 6 months of a child's life is really going to be very detrimental, because obesity, of course, is a problem for so many diseases, including heart disease and cancers. Basically, they did a study analyzing data of 5 million people over 16 years. For every 11 pounds of increased body weight, it's associated with major increased risk for about 10 different types of cancers, including leukemia, uterine, gallbladder, kidney, cervix, and thyroid cancers. So there's really they've also taken mice that are normal and put in the feces of a mouse that is obese and put it into transplanted into that mouse, and the mouse then very quickly becomes obese. So a lot of very important information coming out. And you heard me say to our caller called in, make sure that the lemon is organic. So make sure that your food is organic, because one of the things that the pesticides and herbicides, which are so really abundant on these foods, unless they are organic, that is going to act as a bactericide. So it basically kills the bacteria in the gut. It also causes many, many problems. And speaking of which, so the liver is very overloaded these days, because we have so many toxins in our environment and in our food. And so one thing that eating lemon and lemon juice can really help is moving the energy in the liver, supporting the liver. It also has important antioxidant vitamins.
And we have a listener who has a question and a comment.
Okay.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Aloha.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just was listening to the comments about, I know it's not a pool decision, but being from a medical person and working with young babies, I don't want people to freak out and say, oh, no, now I don't like if they're premature. Of course we give them antibiotics because they are infected. And, you know, there are circumstances where you have to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
yeah. There are circumstances that you know, many mm-hmm. young children are given antibiotics when they don't need to, but certainly there are circumstances that weren't using antibiotics.
In the first 6 months of life, you know, I don't want, you know, the people on the island to think, oh, no, I'm not going to let my kid take antibiotics.
Well, it's important that people are educated in research that's coming out as well.
Right.
So, but I think you're right. You know, I think, you know, really we just need to make sure that it's absolutely necessary when someone is put on antibiotics. That it's, you know, really, I think the take-home message is that there are repercussions, and so we need to administer it wisely. Yeah, because, but you know, I really appreciate your comment, because.
Because I don't want everybody now, just, you know, not everybody, but, you know, people on the island think, oh, no, I'm never going to give my kids antibiotics, because that means saving their life, of course.
Of course.
So there mm-hmm. are circumstances, and I just want people to understand, you know,
well,
the medical.
Right, and even if it were to lead to something like obesity later on in life, again, better to save a life first. It's really, you know, there are risks with everything. But
right.
I appreciate your comment. Thank you for calling.
Right. And you know, we have people that don't immunize and all that stuff. And I just didn't want to leave it out there that don't give your kids antibiotics.
Right. Well, I think it's just evidence that, you know, we want to make sure that antibiotics aren't just administered for a common cold, which often is the case, that, you know,
okay.
that there are
I'd like
issues.
I'd like to clarify that for everybody, and you know, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Aloha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, very interesting. And if we have other callers who want to call in, do you want to, Cousin Rich, give us the phone number to call?
826-7771 and toll free off island 866-275-1112. Health Talk is the first and third Mondays of the month from 12 to noon with Dr. Donna Kaplan. And let me answer the phone.
Okay. So lemon water is a really great source of vitamin C. And vitamin C is so important for many, many aspects. Now, we have to also make sure, we talked about having organic lemons and limes, organic food, and how important that is. But also, we want the vitamin C to not be pasteurized. So you can get pasteurized juice, but we're talking about the juice from a whole lemon, or even better, using the whole lemon. It's just very, very beneficial. So ascorbic acid or vitamin C is very helpful for the immune system, for white blood cell production. It's helps with many immune system functions. It also protects the cells from oxidative damage. It's hello, is this the caller?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
I'm doing really good. I had a question about herbal fluid flushes and taking a break from food, and what you think, how beneficial it is to do a cleansing flush, and what would you propose are the best ingredients for it if you think they're beneficial?
So you're talking about herbal juice flushes? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, my question I'm posing to you is when we overload our systems, like, you know, 4th of July hot dogs and ice
uh-huh.
cream and beer and all of that.
Right.
We're feeling bloated and feeling like the toxins are just, you know, swimming around our body. Is it beneficial to do some sort of a cleansing fast? And what would you say would be a good one?
Well, I think that's a great, great point. Yes. It's very important to, you want to get off the foods that are going to be detrimental to the body. Now, can be very individual. It can be very individual. Certain people have certain food sensitivities, other people don't. But if you can just at least get off of sodas and sugars and a lot of fruit and, you know, really focus on more vegetables and nuts and seeds,
right.
Then that's going to be, you know, across the board so much better for the body, and that in itself will help to cleanse. You can use the lemon juice. You want to support the liver, okay, because the liver's overloaded. It's run out of the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that it needs in order to do its job. Okay, it's got a lot of jobs, but in terms of the job of detoxifying the body, which is what you're talking about.
Right.
And so And so there are different things. We're talking about lemon juice and lemon peel. That can be very helpful. It can be very helpful to have oregano. Actually, is antibacterial and thyme. I'm just thinking about, you know, what people have in the counters or in the backyard. So yeah, you can make teas out of those if they're dry. You can put them in smoothies if you have it growing in your garden. Now, in terms of the liver, it's very beneficial, like burdock root tea or dandelion root is very helpful, dandelion leaves. You can also, for the liver, it's very helpful to have artichokes, beets. Okay, beets are very detoxifying. And then the cruciferous vegetables are very good in helping the liver to detoxify. It provides the sulfur-containing compounds that are very important. So the cruciferous vegetables would be like broccoli and also cauliflower and kale. Kale is very good in helping the body detoxify.
And what about watermelon, cayenne, and this honey help?
Watermelon, cayenne, and what?
Honey. Organic bee honey.
You know, honey is actually, if it's organic and it's not processed and it's raw, then it has a lot of good vitamins and minerals and vital force from those bees, so it can be very good. If you've been having a lot of carbohydrates in your diet and beer and kinds of things that, you know, you would have on 4th of July, you may not want to have a lot of it, just to give your body a rest from the sugar, because the sugar causes insulin release and up and down in your cortisol.
Got it.
So,
okay, thank you so much, and thanks for being on the show and giving us all this valuable information. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Aloha.
And I believe we have another caller. Hello. Good afternoon.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you for waiting. Thank you for waiting.
Dr. Donna, thanks for your program.
You're so welcome.
Cousin Rich, thanks for being there.
Right on. Thank you.
Can you hear me all right? I'm in my car.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay. So, would you speak regarding a condition called, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, cheilitis or colitis?
Colitis.
No, C-H-E-I-L-I-T-I-S.
Cheilitis.
Yeah, it's an inflammation of the mouth, the lip area.
Okay.
And its relationship to candida or leaky gut or, you know, around that area.
When you're having inflammation or lesions in the mouth, in Chinese medicine, this is due to heat in the stomach, excess heat in the stomach. And basically, your body, again, is toxic. You have a toxic overload. Your stomach is being affected, and it's showing itself in the mouth. So it also could be in your intestinal tract. And you were asking about candida specifically?
Well, I've been reading a lot about the cheilitis, and maybe due to candida, maybe due to leaky gut.
Yes, it can be due to candida. Leaky gut is going to be there are different causes of leaky gut, you're having inflammation in your intestines from leaky gut. So, you know, there could be a multitude of causes, but you know, likely you're having some kind of toxic load on your body, and could be from candida, could be from things that you're eating. Yes.
You're fading on me.
Can you hear me now? It could be from candida. It could be from things that you're eating. Mm-hmm. There could be many reasons.
Ooh. I think she hit one of those spots on the island.
Yeah, she was in her car.
Right.
Okay.
Well, if you still want to... Are you there?
No.
Hi. Hi.
I'm almost in Newton Gap, so I just pulled over.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess I'm still here.
Okay, so, you know, it could be many things that are causing inflammation. It could even be a lack of the beneficial bacteria that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So there could be many causes.
I take a probiotic supplement that's 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you been having this condition for a long time?
8 months.
Yeah, I would recommend getting a holistic evaluation and finding out, you know, what are the factors that are putting your body off balance and creating inflammation, particularly affecting your digestive tract. Because there could be a number of things. You know, there are stool analysis that can be done. I also use kinesiology so we can find out what's going on in the body systems. Using muscle testing, we can also find out what foods you're sensitive to and how your liver is functioning. So it could be, you know, different reasons that are putting, usually when there's some kind of, you know, inflammation, whether it's in the mouth or any other part of the body, your body's on overload, and there's too many toxins for the body to handle. So it could be that, it also could be that there are some important nutrients that you're running low on as well.
Great. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Very nice. So, before we got those calls, I was talking about other benefits of vitamin C, which is high in the lemon juice that we're mainly talking about today. Helps the body to maintain healthy tissues. It helps to prevent oxidative damage and cell damage. Helps provide important antioxidant to the liver to detoxify. It helps with the immune system, reducing severity and frequency of colds. Helps to repair and maintain teeth and bones. Builds collagen. The collagen is needed to bind the joints and the tendons and the ligaments together, and helps to build and maintain blood vessels. So, do we have a caller? Or?
No, but we had a caller who asked a question about probiotics,
mm-hmm.
and she heard that to switch them around is good, and she wasn't sure if that was true. And is refrigerated ones better than the freeze-dried, et cetera, et cetera? If you could expound a little bit on probiotics.
You know, I would have to say it with anything, it's dependent on the individual and what that individual needs. So if you're doing it alone without the help of a professional, then I would say switching around would be very beneficial, and it would help you to get the different kinds of lactobacillus. And in terms of usually the refrigerated are going to be the most beneficial, but it really depends on, you know, the product. So it's hard to say without knowing the specific product. But anyways, thanks for calling in and adding your question.
And we're very busy today.
We're busy.
Very good subject. A listener was asking, when you go get a colonoscopy,
mm-hmm.
do you have any suggestions to support your body that way through the colonoscopy process?
So the colonoscopy, they're going to require that you take a some kind of a purgative, laxative, and so to clean out the bowel so that they can scope. So I would say in that situation afterwards, it'll be very, very helpful to bring back the flora if it's been flushed out by, you know, having the diarrhea that the purgative causes. So that's a great question. I think that, you know, supporting having that, the having a good probiotic, again, like our, I think he was our first caller, was talking about, you know, eating fermented foods and probiotic-rich foods like handmade kefir and yogurt.
What about Acidophilus?
Yeah, Acidophilus is probiotic. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So that's a great question, because probably not a lot of people may know what probiotics are.
And I wasn't listening. I was answering a call. And yogurt?
Yeah, yogurt. Yogurt is fantastic. So that would be the probiotic-rich, acidophilus-rich food, like yogurt from dairy, or like we talked about, you can make coconut yogurt if you're sensitive to dairy. A lot of people are sensitive to dairy. And if you make your own, either dairy or coconut yogurt or any kind of kefir, then you can really know what kind of microbials that you're putting in the culture, the culture that you're using. So.
Okay, and we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hey, my mom is 75, and she just went to the doc here on Kauai. We all live here. And had a bone density test, and they found that she has osteoporosis and very brittle bones. And she's super active and gets around, but you know how the doctors are here. They just are not all-inclusive of exactly what to do. And I said, so what did he tell you to do? And she said, he didn't really tell me. And except that he asked if she had daughters, and she has three of us. And the doctor said that once you hit 50, it's super important to do some supplemental things to prevent, you know, the onset of osteo. So can you give me some clues to that?
Sure. So we really need to look at diet with osteoporosis, because, first of all, if we don't have a good diet, meaning very rich in vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, other proteins, these probiotics, then we're not going to have the good minerals and protein, and also we need beneficial fats for healthy bones.
And to that, my mother is, she's not vegan, but she's vegetarian. She eats so incredibly well that I'm thinking, my God, the people that don't eat that good are probably in a really bad state. But
good
she
point.
Eats so incredibly healthy. I'm just wondering, what else can she do, and what else can us three girls do to make it even better?
Right. Well, I would say... look, you know, I would look and see, okay, how is she doing with her digestion and absorption? Okay, is she doing well there? And this is somewhere we've been talking about lemon juice, and so that because it's our topic, that can aid in helping with digestion. So there might be an issue there. It also you need to have an acidic environment in order to absorb minerals. You also need to have that good the good microbials, the good flora, the lactobacillus and the bifidobacteria. You need that in your gut. If you don't have it, you're also looking to having an issue with bone health.
But, and once you have that issue with bone health, those supplements and drinking a bunch of lemon juice and wonderful nuts and seeds, can you make your bones more dense? I mean, can you build them up, or mm-hmm. do you just stop
yes.
the depletion?
Yes. I mean, because likely she's deficient in minerals and protein and fats, likely.
Okay.
And so that's what we need in order to have healthy bones. It's not just calcium. It's all kinds of minerals. Calcium, magnesium, manganese, boron, vanadium. You know, there are more. It's just not coming to my mind right now. But they're all very important. So even adding, you know, lemon peel would be helpful. So, you know, again, I would look at she may need a digestive enzyme. Now, what I like to do, I like to find out, okay, why is a person having a problem with digestion assimilation? And let's fix that. Let's change that so that they have a 100% digestion and absorption. In the meantime, I will give a good enzyme supplement to help help that person get as much benefit from the food that they're eating as possible. But one shouldn't have to be on them long term, because there's always an underlying cause for something that's going on in the body.
Right.
Making sure she's having really good fats. You know, I know she's vegetarian, so coconut oil. Is she having dairy?
Not too much. She doesn't drink milk. She puts half and half. She drinks coffee.
You for saying that. I was thinking that when you were first asking the question. Coffee causes osteoporosis.
Ah.
And that's because one of the reasons why is that it makes the blood acidic. So if the blood is acidic, that's going to be very, very toxic and create a lot of inflammation, and the body is going to need to neutralize that. It uses calcium from the bones in order to neutralize the acid.
So you're taking out the calcium to absorb the coffee, and the bones are lacking because of
mm-hmm.
it.
To neutralize the acidity.
Is it the caffeine in the coffee or the coffee itself?
It's the coffee itself. So, it could be decaf as well. So you'd want to switch to tea. There are other issues with caffeine, and that's going to, you know, affect blood sugar and adrenal glands. But in terms of, you know, if it's going to be hard for her to get off coffee, you know, it's often better just to help wean off by going on tea that does have caffeine in it. Green tea is better,
though. So
not
the caffeine in green tea, unsugared, would be a good substitute.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
thank
that's a really big one. Also, the coffee is going to cause malabsorption. Simply, the body does not want to absorb a toxin, so it finds a way to, you know, decrease its ability to absorb. So that's probably a big part of what's going on. She could have other food sensitivities as well.
Right. Great. Well, that's some good info. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Donna, why don't you give out your phone number and information?
Sure.
And in about 10 minutes, my good friend Richard with One World Radio, one of the great
shows.
Yeah, he's a great guy, too, and he manages the caves out there at,
on the south side.
On the south side. I can't say the name now.
So, my information, 828-6153, 828-6153. My website is AlohaFamilyHealthKauai.com. AlohaFamilyHealthKauai.com. You can also look up DrDonnaKaplan.com, I believe. I should know.
What are rickets?
Rickets.
Yeah.
Rickets.
I mean, that is an absence of vitamin C to the point
Vitamin D. Yeah, rickets.
Oh.
It does affect the bones.
Okay, what did the
bones
sailors have?
Scurvy.
Scurvy. That's what I meant.
Scurvy. Scurvy, yeah. Way back when the sailors would make their long trips and they didn't have vitamin C, so they would develop scurvy. Some of the shorter term issues of having lack of vitamin C would be easy bruising, swollen, bleeding gums, slow wound healing, you know, gingivitis, which is also gums, dry and splitting hair, nosebleeds, weakened immune system, and, you know, more longer-term deficiencies, high blood pressure, cancers, gallbladder disease, strokes, atherosclerosis, heart, you know, other heart disease issues.
And we have one last caller.
All right.
Good afternoon.
I just had a quick question about coffee.
Sure.
I wanted to know, you know, where they talk about how bad coffee is that like for a person who has one cup a day, or is it just as bad, or, you know, most people have three cups or more a day?
So right, what,
you
right.
Know, is there
Thank
a
you.
Difference?
There is a difference. The more you have, the more acidity you're going to have in your body, the more toxic load you're going to have on your liver. You're also going to have the adrenal effects from the stimulant of, happening from the caffeine. But even one cup a day, unfortunately, I find, you know, working with hundreds of people who drink coffee, even just really, they say, I just have one cup, or I just have a half a cup, but even that does affect the body. So I would say, you know, I love coffee, but I have to just pretend that it doesn't exist. Because it really can cause a lot of detrimental effects to the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Aloha.
Well, we are out of time.
We're
this
out of time.
This has been a very, very wild ride show. I like it when the phones are active.
You get a lot of work.
I know, and so do you.
So very good. Well, thank you, Cousin Rich, and thank you, all the listeners out there.
And the benefits of lemon water. Very, very good.
The benefits of lemon water. And I also just wanted to talk about the peel a little bit more.
It has a lot of oils in it.
Yeah, the essential oils. For one thing, lemon oil that's in the peel and it's in the juice as well is very calming, and it's uplifting. It also helps with anxiety, and has a very positive effect in that way. It's also antiseptic, so it can be used, you know, for bacteria, it can be used for fungus. So,
and it smells good too.
And in Chinese medicine, it has, the peel has the property of getting rid of dampness. So getting rid of dampness and phlegm. So it could be used for coughs. It could be used for generalized dampness in the body, which is a condition recognized in Chinese medicine, which can lead to many health issues. It's also been shown to be a preventative for cancer and help decrease cancer cell growth.
Well, thank you so much, Donna.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
And I'll be leaving you for a while, coming back in August.
I'm sad about that, but I'm happy for you.
A road
trip. You're
going
to have a great
trip.
You have a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Many visits there, and it's still the enchanted place. So.
Yes.
Okay, Donna, you go well, sweetie.
You too.
Okay.
Ahui ho.
Cousin Rich here for Health Talk, and thank you for tuning in. One World Radio next.
When morning comes to Morgantown, the merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young. The more